that's what we're expecting, the case to peak this week, but probably it'll be a slow decline next week and then go down further the week after that. There's a possibility we might get a smaller peak then at the end of the month or beginning of February from influenza B, as we have in the last couple of years, but that usually is not as severe. So basically, what we're saying to people is to look after themselves if they have flu-like symptoms, to stay off work, stay off school, to get their medications, whatever they require from the local pharmacy. If they need any further help because they're more ill, to talk to the GP or out of hours cooperatives. And then obviously as a last resort, going to ED. Not because we don't want them going to ED, but just there are delays there. And we don't want people hanging around unnecessarily for something that could be managed by the GP or by self-medication. We're also saying that if people are developing symptoms, to just watch the respiratory etiquette, cover their mouth and face when they're coughing, and try and stay away from someone who's very vulnerable, because we don't want it spreading to people who might be vulnerable. And it's still not too late to get the flu vaccine if you're in any of the vulnerable groups, the over 65s, someone with an underlying medical condition, and obviously younger children, because we have seen admissions and attendances into emergency departments across all age groups, but particularly those from 50 up, and also significantly as well in younger children up to the age of 4. And the vaccine is particularly effective in young children. And we've heard the message from Dr. Colm Henry, the Chief Clinical Officer of the HSC, reiterating that, and also any healthcare staff who haven't got the flu vaccine as well, they should consider getting it.
From your own perspective, Dr. Breslin, has the uptake as it relates to the flu vaccine been disappointing here in this region?
It has. We've got fairly good uptake in residential facilities. That's down to the staff. They're promoting it, and also the vaccination teams who've done a number of visits to make sure people are vaccinated. We've also done a significant number of healthcare staff, but there are some facilities where we would like if more staff had the vaccine. And then in the general population, it's not bad for the over 65s, but it is probably a bit lower than we'd like for those with underlying conditions and children as well.